Hello, my name is Audriana. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm not calling for 911. I have a general question.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Last night, y'all had a new COVID-19 thing come on the that y'all released last night. A new thing of saying all the prioritizations and all that kind of stuff. Are you familiar with that?
No, ma'am. Only thing I have the knowledge of is just giving you some websites and general information websites.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what I did. I read, the prioritization thing y'all
Okay.
put out last night, and I'll pull it up. It has a footnote in it as far as let me pull this up. It has the footnotes and this and that as far as the who is available to get the COVID 19 shot. Okay. And what I'd read before said right now we're in 75 and older, and I think it's first responders, blah blah blah. But last night I read the new release that y'all had put out. It's a big blue thing that says COVID-19, blah blah blah, and prioritizations and this and that. It said that in the 75 and above, it said front line. Let's see. No. It said critical workers, and it has a footnote number one by it. And I went down and I read what footnote included, and it was your first responders, blah blah blah. It also said manufacturing, food, agricultural, blah 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 blah. Is that a new release of as of last night, or is that, is that a change in who is getting the vaccine this week?
I do apologize, ma'am, but I have no knowledge of any of the information. Like I said to you before, the only thing I can give you is just a number you can call if you like to schedule, make a vaccine appointment, and just general websites. I have no knowledge of what's going on, for as in the updates with the
Well,
receipt. This
I went over. We went over early this morning. They weren't given the first shot, but they said they would probably get it in Thursday. Me and my husband are 68. We own a manufacturing company, and the way I read that, that we would be available to get the shot, which we were essential workers. Back when everything was closed down, we were open. We were considered essential workers. So I don't know. I mean, I asked the guy this morning. We went over there this morning about 7 o'clock, and like I said, on the old prioritization, it did not mention, manufacturers. But on this thing, on the same column with 75 and older, it says manufacturers. So
Yeah.
I'm just trying to. I mean, if I get back up, they're supposed to get first shot Thursday, but you got to get in line about 6:30 in the morning. I don't want to go over there at 6:30 in the morning and be incorrect. And they say, "Well, no, you can't get your shot till next week."
Yeah, I have
No.
no knowledge of any like how they're going
Okay.
about giving the shots at all.
Okay.
The
Well,
information
I'll
you
just.
giving me, you know more than what I know because I'm just here to just this is just a hotline to give you general
Yeah.
information about the virus itself. We have no
Okay.
knowledge of like what
I got
measures they're taking far as in the testing. We just here to give people general information. If they have any concerns about if they're having the virus and what reactions from it and what steps they need to take,
Yeah.
websites they can visit
Yeah.
when they have symptoms. But we don't have any
Yeah.
knowledge of what's going on far as in
Yeah.
that.
Well, I've read read a, I used to be a registered nurse. I've read just about everything I could read. My husband's allergic to penicillin. As far as I know, he can still take it. He just needs to stay over there a little bit longer to make sure he don't go, you know, have a reaction to it.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay. All right.
No problem. I hope I was able. Yeah, I'm sorry I don't have nothing to give you, but I hope I was able to help. And when the appointment become available to you, they'll call you. I mean, I got some phone websites that I can give you, which is adph.org or cdc.gov.
I've looked all that up.
Yeah.
I just know last night y'all released a new, you know, it gives you a lot of information, more than on the other one, you know, and who can get their shot, who can't, you know, and what the categories include, you know. So
yeah.
That's what I'm trying to clarify, because this morning he said, well, you can't get yours till next week. I mean, they weren't given the first shot today. They were only given the second shot today.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, that you had, KIV had a new, you know, or on the Department of Health, had a new release last night at about 10 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and it's different than the other one.
Yeah, I have no knowledge of any of that. Like I stated, I do apologize.
Okay,
you know,
that's
just,
okay. All right, I'll just keep reading up on it. Thanks.
Yeah, you like I said, you probably know more than.
I'll highlight it and give it to the guy the way that it, what it says. I'll do that, I guess.
Yeah, but, and then I guess
right.
wherever you may be going for that test, maybe you could call them prior to going.
Yeah, well, you know it's hard to call people.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling the Department of Coronavirus Hotline.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.